Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, July the 20th, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So let's have a look at the show for today. Well, we are going to start by looking at how unfortunately inexact the unemployment statistics are in general, but particularly today. You know, exactly how many people are still out of a job or out of work remains, frankly, in the eye of the beholder. Then I am going to talk about how the world's central banks fix the top by bailing out banks and alleging that somehow that'll fix the rest of the edifice too. When you think more than half of the US population is not working, 53% of restaurants closed amid coronavirus have shuttered permanently, and a myriad of other statistics, it really brings the story home to you, and I will be talking a lot more about that today. Well, the top 10% of households account for almost 50% of consumer spending, and that's even today. So I have a short piece on the plight of consumer spending. Then we will talk about the lack of emergency funds and the staggering job loss that occurred over the last few months due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and how it will have long-term ramifications on retirement security for many Americans. Then the piece of the day, if you like, which I call the share of debt. Well, we've talked about Hertz, which is the poster boy for this particular problem, but I'll drill down into exactly what happens when entities get into debt, which I think you will find very interesting. It's a long piece, but I'm sure you haven't heard it before. So then we will conclude the show with an anecdote, the story of what a temporary flight experience feels like these days, according to one person that experienced one. Well, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. All you have to do, just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows or some such. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So, please feel free to select any three shows from my Podbean archives. And if you have no preference, I highly recommend the latest three shows because I do talk a lot about current affairs, and the current affairs, if you like, will be most fresh in your mind. And so it gives you the opportunity to see how I deal with them. Okay, but in any event, let me give you my contact information, starting with my email, which is at the top of my Podbean page. But here it is anyway, if you'd like to write it down. rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's my initials, my name and the number one. rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, I have a Facebook and a Twitter page, which many of you will know about. My Facebook page deals with matters which are too short for inclusion in the regular show, but they are available on Facebook and they are free. So please feel free to consult it often. My address there is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. Now that's all one word, no punctuation, lowercase, no spaces, Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. I also have a Twitter address, which I use for the one-liners, just a few one-line snarky comments that you may find from time to time, some of which may be humorous, some not. The address there would be www.twitter.com/rmwakeupcall. Again, that's all one word, all lowercase, no spaces, no punctuation, RM, my initials, Wake Up Call, RM Wake Up Call. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, with that, I will bid you a wonderful week ahead. This is Richard Martin from the Wake Up Call. I'll be back on Friday with another synopsis. So until then, take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.